عباد الذين اصطفى الحمد لله منشئ الخلق من عدم ثم الصلاة على المختار في القدم لا يصعب لمسلم دائما ابدا على حبيبك على رسولك خير الخلق كلهم يا رب صل وسلم دائما ابدا على بشير النذير محمدا مولاي صل وسلم دائما ابدا على طه سيد المرسلين بلغ سلامي روضة فيها النبي المحترم يا خير من دفنت بالقاد عبوه فطاب من طيبهن القار والفكم روح الفدا لقبر أنت ساكنه فيه العفاف وفيه الجود والكرم هو الحبيب الذي ترجى شفاعته لكل حول من الأحوال مقتحم يا ربي بالمصطفى بلغ مقاصدنا واغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسع الكرم أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله ولتنظر نفس ما قدمت لغد واتقوا الله إن الله خبير بما تعملون صدق الله المولانا. Before starting our talk proper, as per the command of our illustrious Honorable Sheikh Arif Billah, the Rumi of our time, the Mujaddid reformer of this era, and the Tabriz Ithani, the second Tabriz, Hazrat Maulana Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib, Rahimahullah Ta'ala, Hazrat said before every bayan, make muzakara, discuss one sunnah of Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so that the sunnah of Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam can become alive in the ummah today. And really, that is the distinguishing factor, that is the life wire of this ummah, the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Just remembering now, Hafiz Ahmad Sadiq, Zia, but he's gone, he went to hospital. Anyway, many years ago, after Ramzan, immediately he phoned me. And then he told me, I want to tell you something very, very important what happened. We know he's very passionate about the Palestinian cause, and he goes regularly, he takes groups of people to Palestine. So he just returned from there. I want to show the importance and the value of Sunnah. So he said, the second or third day, our whole group from the hospital, we went to the Haram in Baitul Muqaddas. So the Israeli soldiers, police are all hiding there standing. So he told them the second, third day, that why is it 28 of us are coming here and you single me and you harass me? First he told, please, I want to ask you something, but don't lock me up and don't beat me up. He said, no problem, ask what you want. He said, 28 of us come and you don't harass anyone, you don't interrogate anyone, only for me you interrogate. So what that Israeli soldier told us, that Israeli police, he told him, look at your kurta. You got a sunnah kurta. It was kurta with the slit and just under the knee. He says, you are our problem, those who act on sunnah. The others, they were no problem. Those who follow fashion and all that, it was no problem with them. But you who follow sunnah, they also know the power of sunnah. A few years ago, in Umrah, one person of India, they are staying in Makkah Sharif, Surat family, Mania. So he sent a message, he would like to meet me, and made arrangements where he can meet me. Then while we were discussing, he told me this. He said, in the days when the telephone used to still go through the exchange, the operator could connect you and put you through with the other. In those days, Saudi, they just started with their also telephone system. So a very top telephone engineer, technician of Pakistan, Jamal brother, King Faisal called him to set up the whole telephone system of Saudi Arabia. And so I said, because that what, which time is this? Very long. Then this person took a Jamaat to Japan. Amir of the Jamaat, he went to Japan. Those days wasn't like now. Today, alhamdulillah, all the sister, there's no reason for despondency. We know little bit of the fact. Problem is, we are making ourselves vulnerable by just listening to the news, Western media. So we are becoming despondent. We are becoming depressed. What's happening in the world? This is just media. And this is just like a mosquito when it wants to attack you, it makes a big noise. And usually the mosquito comes and makes zoom, zoom, zoom. And you take your doom and you make doom, doom, doom. And the mosquito is dead before it could attack you. And on the other hand, a bed bug comes quietly. It does its work, attacks you, bites you, then it goes back to base. It's safe back at base. Then you realize, oh, you hurt me, now it's gone off. So just like that, Baatil, only propaganda. Whether it's outside Baatil, Western media, etc., whether it is inside Baatil, of Shias, of Qadianis, of Salafis, all their deen and their effort is in media, it's in the air, hawa. TV, newspaper, all this, radio, all that, Baatil is all in there. And the truth is on the ground, quietly. Our Darul Uloom's whole work, how that work is carried on in the whole world, you can't imagine. Many masjids and more, they are becoming abad. And our Tabligh Jamaat, no newspaper advert, big ijtimas, how many quietly, all the work takes place quietly. So this is the real work. Like for example, Maulana Ali of Chester, he told me our Buzurg's Tariqa, for example, they come to our country, not only in the newspapers and TV, go everywhere, make their effort. Our ulama, our ustads, our ulama of India and Pakistan, sitting in their madrasas quietly, whole life they teach in their quietly. Some of them perhaps forget out of India, they didn't go out of their province also. Maybe there were some who didn't even go out of their village. But their prayers, their barakat is in the whole world. Go to America, you will find it. Go to Australia, you will find it. Come to Africa, you will find it. The whole world advances. So this is how the faith is. So those days, when there wasn't still all so many, there were hardly any masjids in Japan. Hardly any Muslims. Those days, it was common, just on that now, going off a bit, but a Jamaat went those days, Japan, another Jamaat. And the people in Japan, you want to go and meet somebody, you travel 200 kilometers this way. Meet somebody else, you travel 600 kilometers, and perhaps you don't meet them. You check in the directory, you couldn't get him, you go to his apartment, perhaps you meet him, perhaps you don't meet him. And his mind is not even to listen, but they make that. So at that time, one person told them, that Jamaat, that you people, how much are you going to travel? And how many people are you going to meet? You have come for 40 days. We will arrange a slot for you on TV for 40 minutes. And 40 minutes you'll speak to the whole nation. Mm. Now, unfortunately for most of us, we fall for this. Our message is going to go for the whole nation. But Amir Saab, Allah give Jazar Khair, he said, let me first find out from Markaz Nizamuddin whether we should do this. So, you know, they say, never ever do that. Because the TV, for example, is for fantasy. TV is for all makeup stories. It's not for real life. You get Tarzan, Superman, all these things on TV, it's not real life. And people fall for all those things. So, for example, you come on TV and you'll explain the story of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu carrying a bag of flour on his back for an old lady with her children camping outside. So the whole world will, in today's world, will think, the president of the country, can he do this? Prime Minister, it's all fantasy, it's all just stories, he's bluffing us. Drama, it's not real life. But when you meet people and you make this hand, etc., then you explain to them, what great people they are. On the other hand, what is the same people who, instead of saying, what great people, oh, spook stories, or spaza stories, people are making. This thing, where can this happen? So that is important, that direct relation. So anyway, this engineer, I'm forgetting his name, he took a Jamaat to Japan. In Japan, he had to stay there at a Buddhist temple, no other place. So the priest, whoever what you call him, he asked him, he said, no problem, you stay there. He saw them, these are godly men, Allah. Could see from their appearance, from their habit, behavior. So they asked, how much you charge us? He says, no. You feel good people, I can see, you stay here. The second day or the third day, he told them, me and my whole family have accepted Islam. So, and then, now this is not important to you. He said that, I know you will ask me why we accepted Islam. Before you ask me, and before I tell you, give me the strongest man in your Jamaat, physically who is strong. And also who is strong in his beliefs and his everything. Give me that man. They gave him one man. He told him, stand against the wall, look against the wall. And this, what all the, what this Buddha, so they do, all the, all what they learned and that, he did something and in a minute he dropped him on the ground. Then he told him, you see my fault? How, what I can do? But I've seen in this 2 days, 3 days, every sunnah which people are practicing has got more power than this. Unfortunately, we can't see the power. We are in the inside, we can't see. Manan Muhammad Umar Fadhan Puri Rahmatullah used to say that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, these people, they went to the moon, what they brought sand from there. There's no Qamar. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam standing on the ground, with the ishara, sign of his fingers, put the moon in, which they have witnessed themselves, they have seen that. So that power in that finger of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and he says in the Tashahhud, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, has got that same power. But the power is not shown every day. Hiroshima, you don't throw bombs every day. Sometimes you show your power. So the sunnats have got great, great power. Allah Ta'ala gave us coffee to believe. Not only to understand, put that yaqeen in our heart. Then automatically a person will make amal on sunnah. So one great sunnat of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and in fact the purpose of his coming in this world is to prepare for. Not for this dunya, not what you're going to leave behind, but to prepare for the akhirah. This ayat, which mashallah, Arisa read in the Quran Sharif, Allah tabaraka ta'ala says three things in this ayat. Ya ayyuhallatheena aamanu, Allah is addressing the believers. Ittaqullah, have taqwa. And how to acquire this taqwa? Allah shows many ways. Never make this mistake in deen, there's only one way. The way I am on, that's the only way. No, there are many ways to acquire taqwa also there. So here Allah has shown in order to acquire taqwa, وَلْتَنْظُرْ نَفْسٌ مَا قَدَّمَتْ لِغَدٍ. Just look and think, ponder, meditate. Make this little muraqaba. What if I send for tomorrow, for the day of prayer? What if I send in my heart? For that we need the man of Allah. Those people who are connected with Allah, who are so to say seeing akhirah. And they are asking, what if you deposit in your bank of akhirah? You'll have to stay with them. Otherwise, on our own, today, whole day has passed. We are ulama sitting, we are hafiz sitting, we are businessmen sitting, haji sitting, people who have just come from umrah, people who are just going for umrah. But think, did I think today that what did I prepare for? What have I sent for my heart? Generally, I think we didn't even think about it. And the Quran prescribes, makes it for us. And you look at that, by that taqwa will come. And by your taqwa, you'll become a mu'min e kamil. You'll become a imam. So that is one great sunnah that we consider and we prepare for. So Allah Ta'ala has spoken of the people of iman, ya ayyuhallatheena aamanu. And perhaps there isn't a page in the Quran Sharif in which there isn't ya ayyuhallatheena aamanu. So much it has come. And this is a great royal address and a great honorary address. And we didn't work for iman. Allah gave it to us free of charge. And really even those who revert to Islam, normally we think that they thought and they made research and now it's a gift from Allah. There are thousands and millions of people in their heart, they know Islam is the truth. But for whatever reason, they're not accepting Islam. Whether now the wife wants to accept and now she leaves me, or my parents will chase me out of whatever reason. So that the tawfiq of being a Muslim, and even those who are born in Muslim homes, and we are happy, proud in the sense of making shukr to Allah that I am a Muslim, it's a gift for Allah. Otherwise today, how many of our youngsters, girls, boys, they like feeling Islam is a burden on us. Eh? Allahu Akbar. One place, the mother told a little child, five, six-year-old child, not to eat a certain type of sweet or something. And the child loved that sweets. Today the children with their chatty all day, just making chop, 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 chop. You know what is in that chatty? So why they eat so much? Big people, women, all the time, the tongue and mouth is just moving all the time. Something like that mother told, and told that Islam doesn't permit this, whatever it was, I can't remember. So the child saying, in that case, mommy, I don't want to be a Muslim. So this is, that you are Muslim and you are happy you are Muslim, is a namath from a Sheikh Abdul Aziz Dabbah, rahmatullah, very great Buzurg of about 200 years ago. He says, every mu'min, believer, he's got a connection to Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Just like for us now to understand it is very easy. In his time, 200 years ago, it was very difficult for the people to understand. Today you come by your garage, you press your one button, your garage door opens. You press button, garage door closes, etc. Nobody can see the connection. So just like that, everyone has got a connection with Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And he said, if you don't believe me, I'll cut that connection and immediately you become a murtad. Your iman will go. So it's this connection with Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that Allah has blessed us with. And it is only the kindness of Allah. We are not worthy of that iman. What a great treasure Allah has given us. And that we accept all the things which Islam wants us to accept in our iman is a great, great treasure. There is nothing more greater than that in the world. If there is a person in the world, he is at the prime of his life. He's rich, he owns the whole world. All the buildings, the farms, the markets, the everything he owns. All the women in the world that belong to him. He can use whichever woman when he wants to, as he wants to. But he hasn't got any iman. And there is another man who is the most sick man in the world. All the problems of the world are upon him. And he's got no money also. His family has left him also. But he got one iota, one atom of iman. He's better than millions of those. May Allah let us appreciate this iman, and it's not our effort. It's a gift from Allah. And any person gives you a gift, you appreciate it, he keeps that gift by you. But you don't appreciate it. Your father bought you BMW, top of the range, latest model. And you put faults in your BMW. This man, take it away. He doesn't, what he needs, doesn't appreciate what I gave him. So what Allah gave us, we must appreciate. So iman is a great treasure which Allah Ta'ala has given us. Iman is our passport to Jannah. It is our visa of Jannah. And today we know that how many people come to South Africa, refugee status or whatever else, but they just want their papers to be made. Get citizenship. I get that. That's all the time. Dua, mana big dua. Kagariya lagi jaye. Maru citizenship lagi jaye. All that is the worry. People go to England. People go to Europe, America, and you get green card. Oh, you got jannat. Hey, so all and for that, how much? How much dua? And for the passport of jannat Allah gave us. Passport of iman and visa of jannat and iman. Who of us appreciate? If we travel, I'm sure this is the case with almost everyone. When you travel overseas, biggest worry your passport. It must be safe. You go to immigration, they stamp it, you make sure you put it properly. And then you hardly take two steps, you again think, is my passport there or not? All the time, you get to your room, hotel room, wherever you passport, all the time, your passport is important. Our passport of Jannah, whoever checks, is my passport there or not? Is my visa of Jannah, is it safe or not? And if you have to lose your passport, sometimes some people forget it in the airport. And they come to immigration, oh, passport. How perplexed when you get, you start sweating. Your mind, where's the passport? You in this pocket, that pocket, your bag, everything. You lost your passport. If we come to the time of more immigration, passport, marrabbuka, madinuka, matakudu bihaqtiha, the rajus, that is the immigration officer is going to ask us. And we haven't got our passport. What will happen?
here in this dunya, you'll have problems, whatever, difficulty, 1 week, 2 weeks, something, but you'll get sorted out. Contact your embassy, they give you another emergency passport, somehow you'll get sorted. Your plans will be thwarted, upside down, everything, but you'll get sorted. But from the father, who's going to come back to dunya? And then get your passport. This passport Allah gave us, asked me, myself, all of us today, did I think it's my iman standing there? And today in these days of fitna, really it is so necessary we read, make the tajdeed of our iman regularly. Read our kalimas and declare our faith. Today is the time of the thief, the shaitan, which is a thief. If we do business, anything, somebody even just speed traps, we find out there are speed traps here or whatever it is. Or we make business and when we go in deposit, we check up properly. We go out of our house, we look around. That somebody mustn't hurt us, somebody mustn't rob us. That means who Allah has said, إِنَّمَا يَعْقُوا حِسْبَهُ لِيَكُونُ مِنْ أَسْحَابِ السَّعِيدِ. Shaitan not allowed his whole race, his whole party, group they were, to rob the people of their money. That how can I rob them of their money? And at the time of mourn, Malak Shaitan, Shaykh Abdul Aziz Dabbagh Rahmatullah Ali writes that our iman, he compares it to the flame on a candle. If that flame is weak, the winds of kufr blow very strong and it can blow it off. If we, our life, we didn't make an effort to make our iman strong, to look after our passport of Jannah, we worried of business, we worried the tap is leaking, we worried the toilet pan is leaking. No problem, fix it up, but those are our big, big worries, all those things. One light is not working, one switch not working, garden is not, the garden service didn't come. How does the garden look? You're fighting with your wife, you're fighting with this person. For everything, for our iman we don't want. And at the time of maut, shaitan blows the winds of kufr very strong. If that iman was not strong, and unfortunately the flame had to go on. A Pakistani doctor of Punjab was working in Karachi about 20-50 years ago. He says 100 patients, he was very young, making them read kalima. Only 3 out of 100 read kalima. I'm not talking of South Africa or New York or London or Paris, I'm talking of Pakistan, Karachi. And not now, 50 years ago. That time there was so much more in, only 3 read kalima. Others, they read all dunya. What happened to that dear of mine? What happened to this? And on that we start. So what we are immersed in, that is going to come at the time of morning. And dunya is so temporary, it's just going to be left behind. Real life is the life of art, it's eternal. But we don't worry about that. So at the time of morning, your father comes as if shaitan comes in the form of your father. And he tells you, my son, Christianity was the right religion. If you accept Christianity, shaitan robs you. You become Kulanabasta, Christian, and you die. He comes in the form of your mother and she tells you Hinduism was right. I realize it now. Your mother is telling you, giving you advice at the time of mort. What will happen to us? Unless we make our iman strong, it's absolutely essential. Otherwise, a person in this dunya is happening. Forget at the time of mort, our children. How many of our, I was surprised, one and a half friend of mine, in his town, he says a girl was getting married, she told her father, no problem, we have Nikah in the next year. But after that, we go to the church and we take our vow. When I told that to another Manana friend, he said, not one case, plenty cases like this. So when this is happening here, and still we say it's Fatima, it's Aisha, it's Amina, but just the name doesn't do anything. If you got a bottle of Coke and you call it, and you put black vinegar inside, and you put outside Pepsi Cola, Coca Cola, this is real poison for health. I'm just giving an example. It's not, I'm saying it's all right. It's real poison. But if you just, the name outside doesn't make it Coke or doesn't make it Pepsi. If it's black vinegar, it's black vinegar. The same way, just our name don't make us a Muslim. One beautiful Urdu kitab, before the children used to learn Urdu in the madrasa, one beautiful kitab, Ustad asked the student, Ahmad, you're Musalman, are you Muslim? Ustad, Manana, I'm a Musalman. So, how do you get a Muslim? How do you know you're a Muslim? will all be there. Yes, sir. Will all be there for our Muslims. You are a Muslim of very great job. Ask another one, Faro, to Muslim? Ah, Muslim. Give me the cover, Ugosh. I need to go to our Muslim. So just all these things, they are going to help us. One of the students, he said, ah, Muslim, to Allah, he gave. When Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Rasulullah barhaq ma'ali. Ah, do such a Muslim. So at the time of Maat, وَحُصِّلَ مَا فِي الصُّدُورِ. What is in our heart is going to come out, not what comes out. Mawlana Muhammad Nasa Ta'anpuri, Rahimahullah Ali, he gives a beautiful example. You got a parrot, you got a beautiful azan words, salam, some zikr. Your visitors, mehman, come say, we are me too. We make zikr, give azan, all praise it, all are happy. And he's doing it, but one day it came out of the cage. And the dog or the cat wants to pounce on it with their claws. Now it will forget all its kalima, all its zikr. Now the inside voice, that will come out. So at the time of Maut, what is on our tongue we'll forget. What is in our mind, if we did not make the hadith, nusus of hadith, pure instruction of hadith to strengthen iman, make the zikr of la ilaha illallah. Each one asks us today, how many times did I read la ilaha illallah? To strengthen our iman. How many times did I make that zikr? To get the love of Allah, take the name of Allah. Allah. And with fever, with fervor, with passion you take Allah's name, Allah's love will come in your heart. And dunya, we are all the time busy. While we're in the shop, while we're in the business, while we're eating, phone is ringing, dunya. All the time, with our phone also, we have no chair. And in the van, there is no chair. So we want all this chair and sukun, it's not in this dunya thing. Allah bi dhikri Allah, in the dhikr of Allah. So at the time of Maut, that will come out. So the sunnats are very, very important, and Allah give us topic. Amen. And in this ayat, Allah has told us the first iman, the value of iman. Then Allah said, acquire taqwa. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, ittaqullah. Our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali used to say that by iman, you are moved to go to Jannah. But there are three registers open at the time of Maut. If you got iman at the time of Maut, the one is the register of the kuffar. Inshallah, Allah save us. But today's time, really, we are very concerned for ourselves and our family. And our family is not optional. Allah says, "Fu anfusakum wa ahlikum," save yourself and your families from the fire of Jahannam. It's our farz that we save our families also from the fire of Jahannam. What wrong they do, what environment we will be putting them in. Today, the environments of schools, before, not long ago, we came to know in our Muslim schools, they are teaching Darwin's theory of evolution, which means that a human was a monkey and he became a human. Allah made him Islam. And then, that was in class 9, standard 7, when a child is about 15 years. Just now, 2-3 weeks ago, I was informed now in Montessori, they are teaching this. We not if I remember small children that our mothers, our sisters, when they used to wash the children, etc., washing the face, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, Ashhadu anna bayta far, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Today nothing. When they're learning the baby to sleep, Qul huwa Allahu ahad, Allahu samad, lam yalid wa lam yulad. In that way, that iman, Allah goes deep into their child. When a child is born, Muslim child, we are taught to give azan in the right hand. The ear in the why. What does the child, even if it's an Arab child, what does he understand? But why did Allah prescribe this? By that, and azan is da'wat al-tamma. The dua after azan, Allahumma rabba hadihi da'wati tamma. It's complete da'wat of Islam. Azan. So that complete da'wat of Islam goes regulation into the nerves, into the veins, into the blood, into the muscles, into all parts of the body when the azan is being read on the child. That is why child today, what they did, child must go maternity home. They can't have home. It must go maternity home. And their music is playing. And what they say? To soothe the nerves of the mother. It is pumping kufar into the child. And then parents are shy. We haven't got contact with Islam. We're not giving the azan. After 2 weeks, then we go and give azan in Tehri. By then, how the kufr is gone in there. That child who heard first azan in takbir, he'll definitely die on iman. Even if he goes this way, that way in his life, but he'll die on iman. So then we don't worry about that. The bringing up of our children is a special subject also, how we bring up our children. So this taqwa, Allah says, acquire taqwa. This taqwa, what is it? Simple language, a lot of definitions have been made, easy to understand, difficult to understand, but simple definition for us as laymen is to fulfill the ability to fulfill the commands of Allah and the ability to stay away from what Allah has made haram. Allah says, acquire that ability, that the strength of yours, that you can, what Allah has made farz on you, you do. What Allah has made haram, you stay away. But now, if we really study deen, everyone has got that taqwa. If we did not have that ability, taqwa means that ability to fulfill Allah's command and to stay away from haram, and Allah commanded us that you stay away from haram, you do what is farz, and we haven't got the ability, then this is the taklif e ma'ala yuta'a, a command that we cannot fulfill. We haven't got that ability. Like, for example, a father tells his 2-year-old child, this 10-kilogram box, pick it up. Now that the child can't do, that is zulm on the child. He can't read. So Allah hasn't made zulm. Everyone, what command Allah has given us, all of us can do them. And what Allah Ta'ala told us to stay away, we can. So now what does this taqwa mean? You have got it, use it. And you are not using it yourself. Whole life you see how many gunas you are committing with your eyes, with your thoughts. Our namaz is out, our anger is out, our tongue is out of control. We got the ability to control the tongue. We got the ability to control our thoughts. We got the ability to control our eyes, our hands, but we are not doing it. So, but it is there, use. Now to use it, no, Allah Ta'ala says, be with those people who will teach you how to use it. You have got it with you. Just learn how to use it now. And it is covered with ash. It is covered with sand. Now get somebody to clear it. It is there. That quality is within you. Now just learn how to use it. And you need the people who will be able to remove that rust and that sand. For that, go for treatment. Just like we have physical ailment. And then we have to go to doctor. Then we have to go to hospital, sometimes outpatient, sometimes inpatient, sometimes ICU patient, sometimes immediate operation. If you just went for checkup, doctor said you can't go home. I'm admitting you. And I'm operating tonight. You have to be operated on. So when a person presents himself for that operation, then he'll get better. But he doesn't want to take the treatment. In the same way, when a person, what is becoming there? Bayat is your shaykh is your spiritual doctor. And you go to him for your spiritual diseases. Our physical diseases, ill health, high blood, sugar, cholesterol, whatever else it is, cancer, heart problem, whatever it is. If you take treatment, you might get better, you might not get better. You may spend big amounts of money, private clinic, etc., but no guarantee you will get better. If you get better, doesn't mean you're not going to die now. You're going to live forever. Still you're going to die. And when you die, whatever your disease was comes to an end. Whatever machines you were using at home for everything, now the family will look for places to give it away. We don't need it anymore. He has passed away. He's gone. And if the person was in great pain, whatever disease he had, even house people quietly may drive and let take him away. We can't see him suffering. How he's suffering, and that takes him away is better. And when he's dead, it looks to us now, he's getting peace, comforted. What's happening? Only Allah knows. There's an end there. But if you've got spiritual disease, we've got pride, we haven't got ikhlas, sincerity, we've got jealousy in us, we've got love of dunya, then to take treatment for that is farz, ayn, for every person to take that. But we have to think, today for our body, how many people, our family people, they're in the ICU. They are on life support machine for 1 month, for 2 weeks, for 2 months they are. They can't eat, they can't talk, they can't recognize, but we don't want the person to die. They ask us, we take off the machine? No, we say we will not do it. And what amount we are paying? How much we are spending on that? And finally the person has to die. He is going to go. Nobody loves him. And when he dies, all that comes to an end. But with our spiritual diseases, if when we die and we did not remedy our pride, then a person will be punished in the qabr. And it will carry on forever and ever in the akhirah. And we must always make dua maghfirat for our marhum. Make isali sawab. We don't know how these things help those people. Who is in what difficulty? It comes in the hadith that there is a qabristan and just a pious person walks past. Allah looks up the azam. How many, all the virtues, like reading, qul huwallah, three times, qul huwallah, whole Quran sawab. It makes, and they know exactly who said that sawab. And they make dua for that person. Their dua works. They don't get sawab for making dua. But their dua does work for who they use. They make use and sawab and they make dua for me. So always consider our marhumin. Make dua for them. Make isali sawab for them. They are desperately, no matter what balance they've got there, they desperately want more and more all of that. So anyway, our spiritual diseases at the time of maut doesn't come to an end. The problem starts from now. If you didn't have iman correct, Allah say, if you have to die or kufr or shirk, what terrible punishment in the qabr. On the day of qiyamah, we cannot imagine the condition of the person. And nobody has got guarantee that my mort is going to come on iman. Buzurgs have got two great worries. One is how will my mort, though they so great buzurgs. And we ordinary people, we're not even worried how my mort is going to come. We don't think of it. Buzurgs are all the time worried how my mort will come. And they just break down in front of Allah. Ya Allah, please have mercy on me. How will my mort come to me? Though they're so pious, so fervent of me, tahajjud, nafil, everything they got, but they want. And we got nothing and we're not worried anymore. The other thing they are worried, I mustn't make a guna. That is what. Because guna is the cause of Allah's azab. It's no error, it's no nation that is our enemy. No country is our enemy. When we make guna, Allah uses that country, that nation to punish us. Two brothers, one brother took away the land, usurped the land of his other brother. Who is the wrongdoer, the zalim?
The
one who took the land. No, he's not the real one. The one whose land was taken, he did something wrong. Allah used his brother to take his land. He did something wrong, otherwise Allah wouldn't. Allah will protect him. What has Allah got to do that your land is taken away, your car, your house is taken? All that is because of your guna. That is why Allah uses now whoever you want. He'll use your wife against you. And she won't be a source of happiness and pleasure, she will be a source of punishment for you. He uses your shop against you. Your shop you have to milk at me, but when you displease Allah, that same shop is a hill. Nobody wants to buy it, and it's not working. You're taking more money, loans from people, from the bank you're taking loans, you're pumping in the shop, everything just going, and you're going more in the hole all the time. And all this is our guna. It's not an outside person that makes you great. It's not an outside person who does. Your success and your failure lies in yourself. What our a'mal are. And today our nature, we blame every, this one did wrong to me, that one. It's you yourself, you bring it upon yourself. Khud ki kulhari se khud ke paav. With our own chopper, we chop our own legs. So if we got problems, don't look outside for the solution. The solution is in you. You come back. And Allah made it so easy. Anyone who has got problems, then engage in those amal which brings Allah's rahmah. Stay away from those things which bring Allah's azab. And be in those places where Allah's rahmah comes. Be in the masjid regularly. Go in jama'at. Go to the khanqah. Go by buzur. Go to Makkah Sharif, Medina. And be in that time in which Allah's rahmah comes. Namaz time, you are not in the masjid, you are outside. Yeah, Allah's rahmat is coming here. Yeah. You're looking for the barakat in the shop. Barakat comes from here in the masjid. You didn't come to the masjid when you get it. You got a problem at home, you want to sort it out, you're going to marriage counselor. You're going to this person, that person. Your solution is in the masjid. You didn't come in the tank from the masjid. Where you had to get your solution, you didn't pick it up from there, you didn't take it home from there. You are going to this psychiatrist and that psychologist and to this person, your answer is here. Be in the time of tahajjud, be awake. Allah's rahmat is coming down. All the times in which Allah's rahmat, all those places, all those aman in which I engage in that, and you'll see, you'll be shocked yourself. If it is dark, your life has become dark, you are depressed, you are despondent, things are not coming right. Everything going wrong, your whole life is dark. There is no light at the end of the tunnel. All you have to do, put the switch on and light going on. So what is that switch? Allah's rahmat. And Allah's rahmat, Allah has shown us clearly, how clearly what Allah's rahmat is. Namaz, Allah's rahmat, tilawat, zikr, durood sharif, Allahu Akbar. How many of us read durood sharif one time today? And we don't read. And Allah sends 10 duroods on. When you read one durood, Allah sends 10 salams on you. Allah's salamati, not more. When Allah is giving you a peace of mind, contentment of heart, 10 salams Allah is sending. Istighfar, Allah loves the person. Very fortunate are those people on the day of Qiyamah who in the record of deeds, not of istighfar. Allah loves the person and we make big, big gunas and we don't make istighfar. And what Allah wants when you do make deeds, you make namaz. At the end of namaz, the best dua is, Allahumma inni zalamtu nafsi. Oh Allah, I did a great wrong to myself. You make hajj, you make umrah, you build a masjid, Ya Allah, Ibrahim alayhi salam. That Ya Allah, it's not worthy of acceptance. Make me maaf. You out of your kindness you accept. Watub alayna. And oh Allah, make us maaf. Ibrahim alayhi salam built Kaaba Sharif. Who got more ikhlas than Ibrahim alayhi salam? Who can have more halal wealth than Ibrahim alayhi what he put for Kaaba Sharif? But he says, make us maaf, we couldn't do right. Allah loves them. And we make guna and no tawbah, no istighfar. Missing our namazes left, right and center. Eh? Not with, forget jamaat, namaz we make qaza one way. Eh? And then no tawbah, no istighfar. So these are the things that would bring Allah's rahmah. So a person must think. So if you think for what you have sent for akhirah, you have to have connection with those people. All day newspaper, all day TV, anywhere in the TV it comes, prepare for akhirah. Dunya is temporary. Any newspaper, what an advert. Prepare for akhirah. We all the time, our school education, university education, our shops, we got posters there, make for a preparation for akhirah. All dunya, dunya, dunya. Just we rush, 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 come for namaz. For last in, first out. And we think I'm a good Muslim. I made 5 times namaz. But in namaz also we are in our business. In namaz we are still in our shops. In namaz we are still in big guna. One friend writes. He says, when I go in sajda, the most terrible sexual thoughts come to my mind. In namaz, in masjid, how many people in Ramzan, Taraweeh, and what evil thoughts we have. And when we go into sleep at night, before we sleep, we go to sleep with filthy, dirty thoughts. What is to come in that condition? Who of us sleeps with pure, clean, making tawbah at night? Who? We don't read kalima also. No mothers today tell the children, read kalima before sleeping. When they wake up in the morning, read kalima and wake up. One person came and we woke up the people and said, Alhamdulillah, he was so impressed, outside person, that you wake up the people reading dua when waking up. Otherwise, how we stretching our hands, stretching our legs, etc. No bismillah, no kalima, no dua. We go in sleep, and how many? And now also some we think, I hope the bayan don't take too long. But when we go home, falak, whole falak, 1 hour, I don't know how many things. After that, now not going to sleep, another falak. One case now presently, maulana, all night looking at porn. And then after prayer, he goes and sleeps and fights with his wife. The children make a noise. I can't sleep properly. They disturb me. And fighting with the family. Today, our condition, our iman is at stake. Looking at this form. Looking at it's a common thing today. Today, the enemy, Shaitan, has seen that Maulana is wearing big khanka topi and wearing kurta and beard. He won't go to nightclubs. He won't go to escort agencies. Bring escort agency in his house. Bring nightclub. Bring gambling in his house. And we watch him all this. And we go there for Fajr. Nice, mashallah, buzur. Big beard, topi, kurta. And mashallah, we are very buzur. But inside, bigger shaitan is. And our outside doesn't come back. Inna Allah la yanzuru ila suwarikum. Allah doesn't look at your outside. Walakin yanzuru ila qulubikum. Allah looks at your heart. What kind of a heart? So in order to prepare for that, we have to have contact with Allah. Look, Khaja Azizul Hasan Samizul. Rahmatullah alayh. He was a politician working for the British government when the British were ruling for India. But just because of his contact with Maulana Thani, he became such a great buzur. He wasn't Maulana, he wasn't Hafiz or anything. But Mufti Shafi's father, Mufti Shafi Usmani rahmatullah, and Maulana Abdul Ghani Phulpuri rahmatullah, and other great, great ulama. When he was present, he should talk. Big muftis and ulama should listen to him. Just because of sohbat and ta'alluq with Ahlullah. What a light. So he says this beautiful poem. Look at dunya ke hai ke din ke. For how long is this enjoyment outside glitter and glamour? And of this dunya. The dunya is an artificial flower, not a real flower. Like one of our friends, Muftisa from Trinidad, was with us. And that is also, he came all the way from Trinidad. There was some contact before that. And why he came? Because his six children, he wanted to have proper Islamic education. He's sacrificing coming with his whole family for 6-7 years to stay there. So that his children can get proper Islamic education. And we got everything at our doorstep and we put them in the fire of Jahannam. Universities, colleges, all other places. And what is happening in those places? One doctor friend of mine in one town, few years ago, we went there, he said, I wanted to admit my son to university. But I thought, let me go myself. He said, when I saw that environment, I was wondering whether I'm in South Africa or in Europe. A university environment, we were in Spain, and where the masjid was, just one street behind was a university. It was a Friday night we were there. And Isha Namaz was 11:45 at night. At that time, somewhere in Europe. After Namaz and that, we came out. I never saw fitna like that in my life. All the university girls, boys, they're dressing and how they're jostling and walking. And you know, still the old Spain, narrow gullies, etc. And Allah was in such an environment, he said, I must put my son in the fire of Jahannam, willing and pay for him to go to the fire of Jahannam. Today, what is democracy? To be diplomatic, diplomacy. That you send somebody to hell in such a way that he looks forward to the change. That is what we are doing, all our children. And you might laugh at it, but this is what, wearing all this filth and dirt and living a life of drugs and promiscuity and AIDS and HIV, sending them one week and they think, oh, we're going to Jahannam. We're on our way, got my ticket to Jahannam. This is in reality what we as parents are doing with our children. And look at Muftisa. He's not such a wealthy man or anything, but what the sacrifice for the proper bringing of his children. And his share, the Mufti Ismail Kachuri, you go to South Africa with your children, so your children can get proper Islamic and education and environment. And we got it, and we opting for the other. Today, where our children are gone? Allahu Akbar. This one gone China, that one gone Cuba, that one gone Romania, that one gone there. What is, and the parents are crying. We don't know what's happening to our children. You send him that, you paying for it, and now you cry that we don't know. And wait, Allah goes back. Very long ago, in the apartheid days, when universities were not open to non-whites in South Africa, one father of Joburg sent himself to UK to become a doctor. Hard work it was. Standard of living, the very cost of living, and then university fees, of course, everything. Anyway, working his finger to the bones, working 7-7, 24-24, and he became a master. He came, father was very happy. Big party he made, invite town people, family, everything. Now all top people dressed properly in those days, all suit, tie, everything. But the father couldn't afford. He had spent all his money for the education. He had some shabby clothes, not so nice clothes. So in that whole environment, the father was looking out of place, already he was looking on. So the people asked the doctor, the son, who is this old man? He says, the work of Dawah. The father felt as that the son stabbed him in his heart with a dagger. After I spent my whole life on it, I did everything. Today I'm the worker of the house. That is what I get in return. Wallah, this happens to all of us. When we don't give them proper Islamic values. Islam makes your child, a child doesn't make him a janwar and hayawan. He doesn't come and he fights you again. He will serve you if you bring them up upon Allah. In Lahore one time, I saw one young boy, I think about 17 years, we were close to the family, and how he looks at his father with respect. What adab, I was shocked, I never saw it in my life. A youngster of 17 and heavy. So I asked the father, how come this boy got so much of qualities, respect, adab, ibad, everything? He said, ta'aleem in the house. You teach your children. You don't give them the poison. Similarly, once in Germiston, when I was where I was before, there was madrasa imtihan for the maktab. So the imtihan masters came, jamiat. So town people also came on. It's a big event, it was used to be. So one man came to my ustad Hafiz, Muhammad Sallu Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, and told him, I want to say, it was also days of a party, he couldn't go to university. I want to send my daughter to become a doctor in UK. And he says, you know the environment of UK, the freedom, and yet in a party days more we want the restrictions. Now you also howl of freedom, but those days of restrictions. And in England, freedom, everything, and young girl, and she'll have her apartment. I'll be sending her money every day, every month. Please make dua, Allah protect her. So Hafizah was on Lawada. He was bad. He thought for a little while. Then he said, what you are telling me, that you are sending your daughter in the rain, and I must make dua, she mustn't get wet. If she goes in the rain, she has to get wet, even if she wear a raincoat. Right? She has to get wet. So today, we also act ostrich. We send our children in the world, and when you find out she's pregnant, when you find out Allah, what to say, conservative home, backward family in the old Transvaal, country town, not even in a city, even in those days, they send their daughter to university first, Johannesburg. After some time, she called home, coming home for holidays. She said, well, come across, I've got a friend. No problem, bring your friend. When the friend came, a non-Muslim maid. They said, they were shocked. Conservative, dini, homely type people, dini people. Boyfriend, you're coming for holiday. Where you picked up this? She said, it's my boyfriend. And he's coming with me. He said, they're not impossible. They said, if he doesn't stay with me and with me in my room, I'll leave from this house. And she left and she went away. Is this what our Islam, our akhirah? Or are we destroying it? And today it's not one, two cases, it's every case, not every second case. What is happening? But our eyes are blind. Dunya is blind with us. So look for dunya ke hai, ke din ke, for how long is this enjoyment? Na ko, jannat ke maze unke. Don't trade in jannat for this dunya's temporary false enjoyment. The akhirat is your here life. Nobody will go and trade in his car 2010 for 1950. Nobody will trade in it. But we trading in our jannah for dunya. Let jannah go, but our dunya enjoy. Today, what is today, I must enjoy. For that we'll see whatever if there is. How many men of us got yaqeen on akhirat? If there is akhirat, we'll see what happens there. And that yaqeen comes with zikr of Allah. Otherwise, that yaqeen is just on the tongue. To bring it in the heart and regular, punctual zikr, then the yaqeen will come in the heart. Otherwise, it won't. Allah has prescribed throughout the Quran zikrullah. Hadith has emphasized it so much, it's not for nothing. And today, it's like zikr is nothing, it doesn't mean anything. So, na kho jannat ke maze unke liye, ye kya, ye kya, ye nada. Oh, you ignorant, stupid person, what have you done? To make gul diye ting ke liye. To gave away a rose, to take a thorn. A rose, beautiful, and you took a thorn. In our time, to explain, understand this example, you left your safe open. There was a diamond there, shiny. Little children like shiny things. Your 3-4-year-old child said, oh, he saw the safe open, he took the diamond. And he's playing outside, but he's on the street. The ice cream vendor who was selling ice cream went, but this boy got the time in here. He tells that little boy, give me that stone, I'll give you one ice cream. Little child is too happy. Child doesn't know what is the value of that stone, that time. Ice cream, he knows. That he's got value, enjoyable. But he doesn't know that stone, that diamond got how many ice cream factories. But he'll give it away. Today, our La ilaha illallah, our deen, our namaz, we don't know what was Jannah status, but we'll give it away for him. For flimsy excuses, we miss our jamaat, we miss our namazas, and we can't control our eyes looking at Allah. But in Jannah, Allah declares, وَزَوَّجْنَاهُمْ بِحُورٍ عَيْنٍ. We will marry them. I will marry them. Allah said, I will make the nikah with the hurun in. For who? Those who don't commit zina. Those who don't look at other women. Who don't go escort agencies. Who don't go on porn sites. Who don't do all that. And if they went, make tawbah sincere. Allah forgives my tawbah. But we carry on like that and more came like that. Then what will get hurun in? You're dreaming that there is a lot of namaz for us and you're committing all this guna. Allahu Akbar. On our telephone. Good manisabs, principles of Darul Uloom on the telephone, musical tone. Hey, we're listening to music all the time. You'll be deprived of the music of Jannah. And music of Jannah, Allah will say that when the people have enjoyed Jannah, all the habits of Jannah, Allah will call them now to meet Allah. And when they come first, Allah will tell the Hurul Ain of Jannah, sing now, sing. And that singing of this, the whole of Jannah will join in concert. The leaves of the trees, what we call tall bells, and it will be so, people will be swept off their feet with them. But those who listen to music in this dunya and didn't make tawbah, they will be depressed. Then Allah will call Dawood al-Isa, sit on the stage, on the mimbar. Read Dawood. Allahu Akbar. Even more, today Shaykh Abdul Basit of the Samad Marhum, our hearts are torn into pieces when he reads. And all the other Qaris, when they, we don't know Arabic, but when they read, Haram Sharif, the Imams, Allahu Akbar, when Dawood al-Islam, then Allah Himself will read. Then what's their enjoyment? But that those who listen to music in this dunya, cell phone all the time, musical tone all the time in our shops, music on our phones, put it on hold, music is playing. Hey, all that, may Allah save us, make tawbah, change our lives. So that is what is this dunya. Ye kya hai nada, apne phir gul diye din ke liye, you gave away a rose for a flower. Yehi tujhko dhoon hai. This is what you worry all the time. You dhoon what is on your head all the time. Ke rahu sabse bala, I must be different. I got a unique time, especially women. Hey, if they wore one dress to a wedding, a function, they can't wear it separately. And if another woman got a dress like that, they cross on her. What is it, other poor woman, she doesn't, but how can you wear what I'm wearing? Hey, and you must be unique. Yehi dhoon hai ke rahu sabse bala. O zinat nirali, O fashion nirali. My beauty must be all restored. Oh, that auntie, how she was dressed, how she walks, how she talks. Oh, how her handbag is dangling and the cell phone on her ear. Oh, you must see her, how everyone must talk. Woman, don't be stupid and fool that you will interfere with woman. They only want you to praise them. That, oh, that woman, she was. If you went interfere, she'll report you to the police. Don't ever wait, don't be stupid. Don't be the air hostess, you think, oh, she's smiling with me. She got the eye. This one, you just try something, she report you. As soon as you land at the airport, police will come and arrest you. For harassment. Don't be fooled. All she wants, you must praise her. That is what they want. Oh, zinat nirali. Oh, fashion nirala. Jiya karta hai kya, yo hi marne wala. The person who is going to die, does he live like this? And looking after this dunya and this filth and dirty of this dunya. A person who is dying, he worries about his God. How my God will come. Whether he will die on iman or not. Whether I will get kalima at the time. That is his worry. Jiya karta hai kya, yo hi marne wala. Usne zahir ne tujhe dhoka nahi. This outward stupid beauty, the strimmings and the frills and fancy and the lights and glitter and glamour, just put this on. You think this is it? That woman with her makeup, who is filthy, who is dirty, who got AIDS and who got HIV, but just for all her perfume and all her makeup, you think, oh, she's somebody out of this world. He says, put you in your house, Allahu Akbar. How many good people, 20 pillows on your bed. Kya zarurat, where all this comes? This big pillow, what continental, and this pillow, and small pillow, and a hard pillow, and a round pillow, and a toner per pillow. What? All the curtains, one simple curtain. There are six curtains, all the frills and everything. And in your bathroom, you put a carpet, a mat, and it's slipping, and you slip, and you break your back and your neck, just because they are doing it. And you put artificial flowers in your toilet. But they are doing it, we must do it. You go to a hotel, and the soaps and the shampoos there, you bring it, and Indian mentality, we display it in our... What is that? That is our... If you go to on this outward glitter and glamour, this dunya which is stemmed off, which is a bubble on your water, which has got no reality dunya has got, not even a shadow, not even a bubble on the water, you will be deceived by this dunya. Agar usne sahib par jayega, to pani dunya se dhoka khayega. Ye munakash saam ke andas. This dunya is just a beautiful snake. What? Snakes? Go and see. In a snake, take ibarat. If you go snake bath, don't just go and see like that. Take a lesson from them. Beautiful snakes. Beautiful dots on them. Beautiful designs on them. Oh, this snake, oh, what makeup it's got. And what beauty it has got on it. Tonight when I sleep, I'm going to sleep with a snake. Wow, beautiful. There we go. Wallah, this dunya is just... And the woman of this dunya, the filthy, dirty, naked woman of the streets, they are even worse. And you think you're going to get enjoyment, you are sleeping with a snake. And you are stupid if you think you're going to enjoy with a snake. And my snake is going to kiss me and give me enjoyment and fun. The snake will kill you. The snake will poison you. We don't realize it. We don't stay with the hell. Just little bit knowledge in Adab Ulum. We went in Jamaat little bit. We learned few bayan. And I got everything. We got this reality into us. Ye munat ka shisam pe dis daega. Yaad rak warna tu pachtaega. Learn this lesson, otherwise you'll be sorry. At the time of maut, Allah save us. Ameen. Our sheikh used to say, Maine bata diya, maut ke time, mat kehna ke humne nahi jana. I told you, I informed you, I warned you. At the time of maut, don't say I didn't tell you. When the terrible time will come, then don't come and say, I didn't tell you. I told you, you stayed with me, and you wanted to learn from me, I informed you. Now don't say, I didn't tell you. This is the error. This is wrong. Dunya ki jee lagane ki jagah nahi hai. This dunya is not a place to put your heart. Where are you putting your heart in this dunya? Ye dunya jee lagane ki jagah nahi hai. Ye ibrat ki jaa hai. Tamasha nahi hai. It's a place to take lesson. As-sa'eedu mawwa'iza li ghayri. As-sa'eed, a blessed person who's Allah's favorite one, somebody else's problem. You see, this happened to me, I must be careful. Somebody else's child, if this happened to my child, and he starts taking more precautions. And a stupid person, oh, see what happened to those people. And you're not correcting. Your nose, you've got things out of your nose sticking, and you're telling somebody else, look at him, how is he? And you're not cleaning your own nose. A person who got cancer, and he laughs at a person who got whose nose is licking. Running nose. Oh, look at that sick fowl. And you got cancer and you don't take any care of yourself, what your condition is. This is our condition. Ye jaa ibrat hai, tamasha nahi hai. Yahan har khushi hai, mubaddal basat gham. Yeah, every enjoyment, khushi, it changes into hundreds of sorrows. Jahan shaadiya thi, ab wahi hai maatam. Where there were weddings, now the people are crying, there are funerals in the city. How these things change all the time. Devi zaat hi mein taghayyur hai har dam. In your own person, you are changing all the time. Today you are thinking you're a young man, and I got a lot of money, and I got friends, and I got contacts. But tomorrow you're an old man. Your back is very compressed. Which our Shaykh Ahmadullah Ali used to explain. This old lady, that a person, when they are young, when she was young, how beautiful she looked at that. Kamal jukte nital kamani. Now when you're old, the black plan and blacker come on, like a bow. Bow and arrow, the bow. One young boy said, I saw an old lady with a black pen like this walking. He asked, making a joke out of her. That's what we do with old people. Made the joke, old lady, Amma Jan, Nani Jan, where did you buy this bow? So she said, my child, don't worry. When you come to my house, you'll get it for your child. You'll also get your bow. Kaisa Jawani?
Kal tha Naksha Jawani.
Kal tha Naksha Jawani ka. Tomorrow, yesterday you were like a young person. Kal tha Naksha Jawani ka.
Aaj hai lakab na na na.
Aaj hai lakab na na nani ka. Now you can hold that you are nani and nani. Kamar chukke mital kamani hui. Your back bent and became like your bow. Koi nana hua, koi nani hui. Now you know what that young man. That you will how many are so stupid of a passport holder? Still when you were 18, 20 years. Now you are 60 years. And now the passport, now even at immigration you got a call. They say, this is the same person who took you to the officer inside. But you want to show, now I'm a young man. No beard, now you got a beard also. But in your heart is still the hidden people. That's why you keep in that picture when you didn't have one. Our woman, good woman, Allah Hafiz, what you say? The focus of their passports, color focus. Where it's not necessary. Some countries they demand color focus. And with the hair hanging, yeah, hair is open. And she's now Bardali. But still that photo. So this is what is in the heart. Al-waladu sirru li abihi. A child is the secret of his parents. You can't wear clothes like the Yahud and the Nasara. You put it on your young child. And you make yourself happy. You see your child wearing it because it's in your heart, you like it. And what's in your heart is going to count out. What you're outside, you're a Maulvi, you Tablighi, you Sufi, so you have to wear big topi, big beard, big kurta. But inside your heart, you still love all those things. So, koi nana hua, koi nani hui, baalo par jab sufedi khali hui. When whiteness came more on the beard, koi dada hua, koi dadi hui. Someone became dada, someone kaisa dekha tha, wo gaye kaisa. How they work and how they work. And so this is our life. It's just going. So there is heart in the air, the heads of heart, them, you are changing all the time. La'alla shabab, ya'ud, youth can return again. Can youth come back again? Youth cannot come back. If we were controllers of this world, then everyone should keep himself a young person. If we were controllers, nobody should have heart problems. Nobody should be in accident. Somebody else is controlling. It's ibrat. Ye jahe ibrat hai, tamasha nahi. If we were in control of things, nobody will die. Who wants to die? We want to live. Even if you're on life-supporting machine 2 months, you can't eat, you can't do toilet, you can't talk, you can't recognize the kind of stuff. But if Allah is in control, He brings us old age also. So, or this condition of ours is all in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Kaisa dekha tha, oh hey, kaise. And then this dunya of ours, pehle bachpan mein tujhe barson khila. Youth just made you play all the time when you were a child. Phir jawani ne aake tujhe majnu bana. When you became young, they impossible things you do. What and what? 2 o'clock at night, music loud. And making a big noise and you think, I'm doing something, I'm a big achiever, I've done something. And you're doing all the wrong things. Everywhere, you are bold, you show your friends, I can do this, I can do that. Damage this thing, break those things, that is you. All the time, and all this writing on the walls and the toilet. Graffiti. And then vandalism. You, just for nothing. Vandalism, breaking this, breaking that, all the time. Jawani ne tujhko majnooban. But alhamdulillah, those who make Islam, and that jawan, Allahu Akbar. One friend of ours many years ago, he's telling me, he said, 2 o'clock at night in Georgia, we should paint the streets red, make a noise, and he thought he was somebody. And now same, that same person, died in the masjid, crying from Allah. So anyway, all that type of life, جوانی نے تجھ کو مجنو بنایا بڑھاپا نے پھر آ کے کیا کیا ستایا یور اولڈ ایج ہاؤ ڈیڈنٹ اٹ ٹربل یو بیفور وین یو ور ینگ اینی تھنگ جمپنگ ہیئر ڈوئنگ دس ڈوئنگ دیٹ اولڈ ایج ناؤ یو گیٹ آف دا بیڈ دے شوڈ دین ناؤ وین یور ٹوائلٹ ٹیکس یو سو لانگ ایوری تھنگ اجر آ کے تیرا پر بالکل کر دے گی ستایا موت ول کم اینڈ دین یو ول بی فنشڈ ٹیکن اوے نتھنگ آف یورز ول بی دیٹ Our Shaykh says, Pada aake maut, Pada came, Pada aake bahosh ko behosh karte. A person was in his full senses. Now he can't make a signature. He can't say na, he can't say la. No, yes, no, no, he can do nothing whatsoever. Pada aake bahosh ko behosh karte, hangama hayat ko khamosh karte. All high major of dunya, I can only hiru, yes, I want to check, hiru karwanu check, finish, all. And people who come to the mayyat house, the mayyat family also comes. What happened? Their throats are dry. No voice, no word want to come out. And so this is what a friend of ours, when we just started the Arun Malagi in Jazar Khair, he helped us tremendously also. At the age of about 40, in the prime of his life, and he had so many projects going. Construction work here, investment here, in the country, out of the country. Now he's about 40. He slept in a hotel room, never to get up again. Everything gone, finished, quiet. And that's going to happen to us. Hushyar or akalman aadmi, wo hai jo aakhirat ki duniya. Duniya to chhoot hai, but there's a transit lounge. If a person goes to any airport transit lounge, and he's there for 2 hours, 6 hours, 8 hours, and he says, the chairs are now old, let me put new chairs. The airport is not yours, you put in new chairs. And the carpets are worn out with new carpets. The frames, there are no frames, or the frames are gone with old fashioned, let's put it. Stupid, you'll never perhaps come in your life back to that. This dunya is a transit now. It doesn't belong to us. Our house is now. A dunya dar, yumallah dar Allah. Dunya is a house for that person who hasn't got a house in Akhirat. A person who got a house in Akhirat, he transfers that, he sends away there all. But dunya is our house, dunya house. Spit and span, so much so some home that one maid is kept only to clean the grout between the tiles. Every day, her whole week, her work is only to clean that grout. Everything, I don't say be dirty, be clean, tidy, but to make this your object of life. And how much our gardens, our toilets, everything. And for after, nobody will ask you in the qabr, your toilet was clean. Keep it clean, if you should keep it clean. But nobody is going to ask you, your bathroom was clean. But you will ask, you made your tilal, you made your zikr, you made your namazas. Then we haven't got time for namaz. We haven't got time. Our cooking, Allahu Akbar. Even if it's an hour, how elaborate preparations we make. Then where the house lady going to get time? Making her namaz also, her thoughts are in her cooking house. All the time, and even daily, how we make demands on our wives. And we put them under pressure, and they're under tension all the time. And we prepare everything, we don't come for food on time. We're too busy in the shop. And when we come, things are cold, big problem. Again, a fight. So we have to correct ourselves. So this dunya is just a transit lounge. Don't be fooled for this dunya. And it's a house for the person who hasn't got a house there. Well, maal, imallah, maal, Allah. Dunya is a bank for a person who haven't got bank account there. So you only put in here. And in one place the crooks take very openly. You know, you Indian people keep your money in your shops. And so we come for you. Get it ready for us, we come and pick it up. So for who? Is that the Akhilman Adi? That he's preparing for his dushman all the time. وَيَجْمَعُوا لَهُ لِمَنْ لَا أَقْلَ لَهُ Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam 400 years ago. That person gathers, messes his wealth and money for dunya, who got no brains. A person who got brains prepares for akhirah. Our Shaykh explained this beautiful subject, then his Khadim Mirza put it in beautiful poetic form. Jis dunya se hum nisha ujana. From this dunya for which, from where we are going forever and ever. Or phir laut ke kabhi nahi aana. And you'll never return and come back to this dunya. These are the words of our great Buzurg of our time. Aisi dunya se kya dil lagana. What you put in your heart in such a thing? So let us not be deceived. So this is part of taqwa that we realize the akhir. Well, tanzur, that's from the heart, the heart, wrap up and end now. When you have done that which we are not doing, making akhirat our object, and Islam didn't stop us from doing that. But there is a lot of engaging in Allah, but the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, At-tariq al-saduq, the true businessman, ma'asim ma'al-nabiyyin, wa-siddiqin, wa-shuhada, wa-salafin, he'll be with the right. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam cursed the businessman, those who are doing wrong business practices. And Maulana Thami rahmatullah alayhi said, a person who hasn't got time for his Islam because of learning his dunya, such income is haram on us. For not only your five times namaz, you haven't got fikr for your Islam. You haven't got fikr to correct your life. Your business is the business is controlling you. The tentacles of the business are around you. Business dictates your terms. You don't dictate terms to the business. You must be owning the business, but the business is owning you. The business controls you. You don't control how stupid that person. That the business is controlling him. So this type of business is haram. But you do your business properly, you got time for your deen, you got time for your Islam, you got time for your family, you got time for yourself also. That will, that business, mashallah, has got lost. So when you, if you come in that line and now you become biased, then again, what's the point? Don't have a holier than thou attitude. Don't carry on that I'm a big buzur and others are useless and they are nothing. That's the point. So we have to have taqwa, and when taqwa comes, we have another taqwa, that no holier than thou attitude. That you are all beka, dunya da, I am a big buzur. No, don't have that also. What taqullah?
Inna Allah
khabirun bima ta'amadun. Allah knows everything. Wala takunu kalladhina nasullah. Don't be like those people who say, you love your life when Allah is well. Good people, our friends, when we, and Allah has got many ways of informing us. And Allah informs a person in his way. When we tell them, they say, who told you this? We're not that kind of people. We don't do things like this, but how we treat our wives. I usually say that if there isn't, I hope there isn't, a dictionary with swear words. But our good people, when they start swearing in the house, and they swear the wife, they use such words that even the dictionary haven't got there. And they themselves, when you ask them, they say, no, me? No, I'm not that kind of person. I use this kind of words. But it's on record. Everyone is giving evidence for it. And what and what we do, where and where we're going for our bidai. You got your share, and you got somebody else, some psychologist, some marriage counselor, some this person, some that person, and taking advice. Where are you going to get your bidai? Where the person who is haraja, who goes to every door, that person can't. The person who is yet child goes to one door. He finds his door. He is this, you are yet child. You go to one person, one Allah. Not everyone is your God. Not everyone is your guy. So you, this yet. So don't be those who forget Allah. They, وَلَا تَكُونُ كَالَّذِينَ نَسُوا اللَّهَ. And a person builds up a, when you want to become so only for yourself, you want to live, and you build now your swimming pool. 1 year you use it, 2nd year you use it, 3rd year you look at it, 4th year you only maintain it, and it's costly to maintain. You haven't got time to forget, put your legs in it, you haven't got time to see it. All this dunya, you forget yourself. Dunya overtakes you. One person was sleeping under the tree, sleeping, fast asleep with a brick under his head. Some university graduate came. And he asked the person, walking, what you doing? He said, you're such a big university graduate. You got your PhD, and PhD means permanent head damage. PhD means terawa dimaq, his head is screwed on wrong. So he saw him, he said, you're so big PhD, you can't see what I'm doing, I'm sleeping. So he said, no, you mustn't sleep. What you must do? You must be constructive. And you must be, entrepreneur, and you must be all these big words, you must do something. What must I do? That is chopper, chop wood, and then go and sell the wood, you make money. Then you buy another chopper, you get somebody to work for you. You have 5 workers, 10 workers, now you'll be a man, you'll be a boss, and they're all working for you. After that, you buy a truck, you buy 2-3 trucks. Then you build a house. You'll have a beautiful office, air conditioned, gas, fan, all the things there, amenities. Then your house will be built, you'll get married. And then you'll have your wife, you'll have your children. Then you'll have peace of mind. He said, what we have got? Haven't I got peace of mind now? You have taken me in such a long circuit to bring me back where I am. Uldu, just all in a round circle and bring me back. And in that whole circle, now family people will ask me for money. I can't help them. I don't want to help. Now they're all my enemies. And then receiver, anyone come with a briefcase, attach it in the office, oh, must be a receiver. Blood pressure going up all the time, starting to sweat all the time. Crooks are watching you all the time. All that, and now when I'm sleeping, no, peaceful. But we want to go in that whole circle for nothing, and you go, when you go nowhere, you are just there. And more comes around that circle, and you are gone. And then your peace of mind also is gone, everything is gone. So don't, وَلَا تَكُونُوا كَالَّذِينَ نَسُوا اللَّهِ. When you forget Allah, you forget yourself. You are earning for what? So I have a peaceful life. But now you earn so much, you haven't got time to eat. You haven't got time to make, last minute to making your namaz. And just before sunset, your asad, somehow you forced it in. And all this you did, so I could have a peaceful. You haven't got time to sit with your family. The only time you got is to fight with them. And you can't sit, have a nice word with them, enjoy with them. All that you are robbed of them, so you have forgotten yourself. Your doctor threw you an appointment. I can't manage it this week, doctor. I'm going overseas. I can't manage this. You are so busy in dunya, you haven't got time for yourself also. This is the curse and the wabal and the punishment. When you forget Allah, Allah make you forget yourself. Then you don't know why you're doing all this also. People who are in university, degree after degree, just not getting finished. Girls in Karachi today, Allah make mark. They say you can't get married if you don't have a degree. Then they show busy in degrees, now they are 30, 35. Now nobody wants to marry a old age. Hey, you want to marry a 20. Hey, a doctor who was 50 years. He married a lawyer of 40 years. Old age. Now this doctor, when they got together in the bedroom, I open the bedroom scene, but he's censored above. It's clear. It's a sense. So the doctor took out his right arm. It was a wooden arm. He put it one side. This I lost while I was doing motor racing. And then he took out his left leg, plastic leg. This I lost while playing rugby. Then the wife said, excuse me also. She just now she was a blonde, a brunette. Now she took off her wig. Now she's a breast cock. And now then she took off her false teeth. And now she's a bogey. All this is gone in. And now she took out her eye. Contact lens. Just now she had green eyes, blue eyes. Now all that also is gone. Now two scraps lying in the scrap. And they want to open Kitabul Nikah.
They have to open Kitabul Janai. They have to get ready to put kafan and go Kabristan.
Why are they opening Kitabul Nikah? This is what our life. Allah, wala tabudu kalladina nasullah wa al-sahabu. Allah says, ulai tabudu al-fasikun.
Yeh, fasik.
Allah is saying. So, my respected, this is what is Islam. We have to answer. And it's not going to come by Ram Bayan. I think I made a Bayan in time, you might come right. Oh, we heard it and you think, no, we need it continuously. So, inshallah, 6th, 7th, and 8th of June in this masjid will be an Islami Jalsa. Don't wait for 6th, 7th, and 8th. From now, start explaining other people, get them ready to come also. Especially those who are the ulama, imams, tell them this. Those who got madrasas, bring their students, there will be youth programs. And they are proving very beneficial. Today, alhamdulillah, our youth are not all those who are jawani, diwani. Some of our youth, we are amazed what qualities there is in the ummah today. Young 17, 18 year old girls, boys, what qualities they have got. One boy is perhaps 17, 18. He writes that, my tamanna is just that Allah must call me. May Allah take me to Medina and take me away there. Hey, young boy, otherwise what are young boys? Young girls, young men, young women, just make the effort in the right direction. Wallah, in this time and age, and with totally useless people like us, but Allah Ta'ala, with the saya of our huzurs, the wisdom of our huzurs, how people's lives are changing. It's unbelievable. There is that road also that is open. And if we don't want to choose that road, the other road is there. Where they are going, left, right and center. All are going in that road. So make effort on our families. Ijtima also is coming in Durban. And and then Isra, he tells also, yes, let us now get
people, bring more people as much,
and we perhaps cannot give bayan, but you brought somebody in the bayan, save some of it.
We cannot make bayan, give somebody a kitab.
Kitabs are free here available. Give somebody a CD, we don't know whose life, where it changes. May Allah give us topic. So inshallah, all the brothers from nearby towns who are here, Escott, Howie, and Great Town, wherever, please all also make effort in your areas, in your town and around your town. Just here, Maritzburg brothers, we depend on them, Malala Muhammad, Malala Ahmad, Yunus, or whoever else. How much can we do? Everyone take the responsibility. All around, try and encourage brothers, and on the 6th, 7th and 8th, try and come here in our big numbers and to listen properly with an open mind, Allah will open our way. And wallah, I say, if our deen is made, Allah makes our dunya. And when your deen is made, your akhirat is also made. You got a one-way ticket to Jannah. And VIP, first class ticket. Nobody wants to go third class to Jannah. Go to Jannah and go first class. And don't go via Jahannam also. And don't go via the punishment of the Qabr also. And the ticket is available. And it's been given out, that ticket. First class ticket, VIP treatment, and you go straight to Jannah. Dunya also, you love VIP. You won't earn and you'll have the best of it. You don't have to worry about receiver, you don't have to worry about anyone, and you just enjoy. Maut will be like that, Qabr will be like that. Qiyamah's day, and you go to Jannah. May Allah give us taufeeq. Masjid, we'll make Fajr in Masjid al-Salihin. There will be a program, not long like this. Don't worry, a short program. And tomorrow night will be in Stanga. Anyone who can make it, come to Stanga, inshallah. Monthly majlis will be this weekend in Azadgarh. We have a mashallah marriage from where? From overseas. Brothers come for the monthly majlis. And we who are here, we don't take advantage of it. How many brothers from far and wide, they come just for the monthly majlis, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Jummah, Ahad, we have programs. Try and come attend these programs. And people are coming from where and where. And it's not far. You can make it. If you want to, you can do it if you have that desire. And mashallah, how many the ulama are coming and the people are coming from around the world there for monthly majlis there. So please try and come, Azadul Dawud, you know. And next week will be our monthly majlis. And every month also we have the beginning of the Islamic month. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين اللهم أنت السلام منك السلام تبارك الله ذا الجلال والإكرام سمعنا وأطعنا غفرانك ربنا وإليك المصير أولا لمن تخرج في سبروكي نيرنا very quickly and the great gift of Rajab is namaz. Oh Allah, let us make all our qaza namazes of our life if we have must. And oh Allah, let us become regular with namaz, with jamaat, with concentration and devotion. Let our namaz not be an outward form only, but give us the reality of namaz. Then oh Allah, Shaban comes, with the night of Shab-e Barat, which is the night of spiritual cleansing. Oh Allah, give us topic to make sincere tawbah and istighfar and keep us pure and clean and make us pure and clean in that night. And then let us go into the auspicious month of Ramadan, having become pure and clean, and give us all the barakat and anwarat and fuyuz of Ramadan. Then oh Allah, the season of Hajj comes, when you call all of us to your house. Oh Allah, make us fit for this great, the pinnacle of Islam is the Hajj. So, prepare us for our journey of Hajj also, and give us the reality of Hajj, O Allah. And then come the word, it comes Qurban. Let us sacrifice not only the animal, but our desires, let us sacrifice. Our nafs, let us slaughter our nafs in the days of Qurban, and give us the great benefits of Qurbani. Let it not just be the slaughtering of an animal, but the reality of Qurbani. Bless us with that, O Allah. O Allah. give us, and then make our mort also comes in such a way that you are pleased with us, and we are eager to come to you. We have become pure, O Allah, forgive all our gunas. Let there not be one guna in our record of deeds. Convert our gunas into good deeds, O Allah, and especially at the time of mort, that there not be a single guna. Let all our gunas, O Allah, you are most merciful. We beg you, convert all of us, the whole human, convert our gunas into nek. You are so kind. You not only forgive, but when you forgive, you convert the sins into nekis, O Allah, and give us more in that way that we are pure and clean. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas samiyul alim wa tub alayna innaka antat tawwabur rahim. And give us continuously fikr of our Islam. We don't worry about health, we are worried. Business, car, we are worried. Garden, we are worried. Toilet, we are worried. But our Islam, we are not worried at all. Give us that fikr. Make us understand, O Allah. وَسَلَّمَ عَلَى النَّبِيِّ الْأُمِّ سُبْحَانَ رَبِّكَ رَبِّ الْعِزَّةِ عَمَّا يَصِفُونَ وَسَلَامٌ عَلَى الْمُرْسَلِينَ وَالْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ.